My name is Marty Johnson, and I'm the owner of Uncle Marty's Shipping Office in Ithaca, New York. We're a packing and shipping, mailbox rental, printing, and student storage business. Basically, that means we're problem solvers. We're a small business. I'm the owner. We're independent. We're locally owned. We try our best to be sustainably conscious, community-focused, and inclusive. We're a community resource, and we're now in our 12th year in business, and over the years, we've really found ourselves in a position in this community where we're kind of like a neighborhood hub. I grew up in this industry. My parents owned 3 shipping stores in the Binghamton area for nearly 20 years. They influenced my career path to be in business for myself. I had many bosses over the years in many parts of the country, and through it all, I looked back and said, you know what? The way I grew up in the small business world is not half bad. So in 2011, I opened my own store here in Ithaca. The neighborhood of the city of Ithaca where my business is located is called College Town. And College Town is adjacent to Cornell University. It's a major hub for the students living on and off campus, and also for faculty and staff of the university. The last few years, College Town has gone through some major changes. We're getting some big buildings put in and some major development. And as a result, the streets have been torn up quite a bit. And 8 years or so ago, I and 2 of my business neighbors co-founded the College Town Small Business Alliance. Through it, we hope to influence some change in our streets and increase awareness in the greater Ithaca area of College Town and let people know that this neighborhood is not just for students, but we have some of the best restaurants in the city, and we have some services here that you can't find anywhere else. And we want to encourage the general public to do business here and to visit and to not be afraid that they can't find parking, because there's plenty of options and a parking garage right down the street. Through the College Town Small Business Alliance, we've worked hard at branding our neighborhood. When I opened in 2011, there wasn't really any signage saying you're in College Town. The word appeared in maybe a couple business names, but as far as neighborhood branding, there wasn't much of anything. So we've developed some banners that are on light poles now that say College Town, and we had a competition and a Cornell student design the artwork, and they're absolutely beautiful. And we also have some benches that say College Town across the back, and some big belly trash cans coming in with historic images and also bearing the name College Town. And through that, we hope to increase the branding, which increases identity, which increases neighborhood pride and accountability. And it's been successful, and we hope to keep that going. And through the College Town Small Business Alliance, I'm the last co-founder left. The others have moved on to other things, but I find myself often in discussions with the city of Ithaca and with Cornell on different things we can do to work together and to help our neighborhood and our community as a whole. And I found myself in this position of influence here in this town that I never imagined I'd be in when I opened a little over 11 years ago. Another thing I'm involved in is called the Association of Mail and Business Centers, or AMBC for short. It's a nonprofit trade organization, a national organization of independent shipping stores across the country. And we serve the purpose of training and communicating together and sharing news and doing the things that a franchise would do, but most of us are independents without the advantage of a franchise to help us band together. So this association takes that place for the independents. And I was on the founding board of directors when it became a nonprofit years ago and served a couple terms as board chair. And now I'm finished with those terms and I'm an advisor to the board. And I also volunteer as the director of communication, and I edit and produce the industry magazine called MBC Today, Mail and Business Center Today. And that's an industry-leading magazine that goes out to thousands of shipping stores across the country. And here I am, this small business owner in Ithaca, and I edit the whole magazine and I write for it, and I've got a regular column in it. It's a tongue-in-cheek kind of Ann Landers-style advice column called Ask Uncle Marty. And in it, store owners write in and ask questions about things that they encounter in their business, and I try my best to give them some advice on how best to handle it. And I also serve as the lead national trainer for the organization. So I'm constantly traveling to summits and events across the country and teaching and doing things virtually on Zoom now as well. And talking and leading sessions on how we can best serve our communities. And it's just kind of amazing that when I look back, here I am, just this regular person, a small business owner, but somehow I found myself in these roles of influence, both in my community here in Ithaca and in the community of shipping stores in the country as a greater whole. And even more importantly than that, in the community of my store here with my team and the most wonderful team that you can imagine that mean the world to me. And I realized that because of this position I have of influence, it's a big responsibility, but I'm very grateful, and I hope that I can keep doing my best so that influence can be a positive one.